going to discover together les jours et les mois. So, the days and the month. Okay? Les jours et les mois. So, let's see that together. And so, we'll start with les jours de la semaine. Okay? Semaine is week. Les jours, so you can see that it's the plural form. Huh? The days. Hein? Les jours of de la semaine. Les jours de la semaine, the days of the week. Okay, so we'll start with the first one. And in France, the week starts with lundi, Monday. Lundi, lundi. Okay, remember, UN is pronounced like un. Lundi, lundi, lundi. Then mardi, mardi. So you can hear that you don't pronounce it that strongly, this R. Hein? Mardi, mardi. Okay, you don't need to go too deep like mardi. No, no, no. You don't move your tongue, so it doesn't sound like mardi. No, it's really soft. Mardi, mardi, mardi. Okay, the next one is mercredi. Mercredi, Wednesday, mercredi, mercredi. Okay, next one, jeudi, jeudi. Remember, when you combine this E-U, you get the sound E, jeudi, jeudi. So I insist a little bit, so make it softer, jeudi, jeudi. Then, E-N, nasal, and it's en, en. So remember, vendredi, 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 vendredi. Okay, then samedi, samedi. Don't insist on the hein? Samedi, samedi. All right, and the last one, dimanche, dimanche. You get the sh 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 sh, and then a n en, en, dimanche. Okay, let's see them one more time. Lundi, mardi, mercredi, jeudi, vendredi, samedi, dimanche. Normally, in France, we tend to use this le weekend. So if we're talking about the weekend, okay, but then pronounce it the French way, weekend. Le weekend, okay? But then in other French-speaking countries, they tend to use this la fin de semaine, la fin de semaine, okay? But then in most of the cases, if you talk with French people, it will be le weekend, le weekend. If you want to talk about les mois de l'année, okay, année, year, mois, month, okay, les mois de l'année. So we'll see now the first one, January, so it looks, well, it looks a bit the same, no? No, wow, no, but anyway, janvier, so that's the way to pronounce it, janvier, A-N, en, okay, and then yé, 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 janvier. Then comes février, février, okay, remember when you have this accent aigu on the top of then you pronounce it E, okay? There is a lesson regarding this topic, so don't be afraid. And if you're not sure about that, well, try to practice it. Février, février, okay? Then mars, okay? So in a way, it's an exception because normally final S is not pronounced in French, okay? We've got some exceptions, and this one is one of them. So mars, pronounce the final S, mars, mars, okay? Then avril, avril, avril. Nothing really tricky about this month, I mean, for the pronunciation, avril, okay? Here, be careful because people tend to try to pronounce it, to pronounce it the English way. In French, remember, when you combine this A and then E vowels, you get the sound A, A. So really open A, okay? And then you pronounce it me, me. Okay, so don't pronounce E, don't try to pronounce it. No, it's me, mai. So it's not my, it's mai. Okay? And then here, well, it's a bit tricky, but still, IN goes like un, un. Okay? And then you get ju, juin, juin, juin. Okay? Let's see them one more time. Janvier, février, mars, avril, mai, juin. Okay? Second round. Hop! Juillet. Okay, you get this double L here. Y-y-y-y-y. Juillet. Juillet. Don't pronounce this final T, E-T here at the end. E. Juillet. Juillet. So it's July. And then here, two options, because, well, two options are acceptable in French. The first one, you don't pronounce the final T. Ou. 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 Second one, you pronounce it. Août. 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 Alright, so remember, first option, don't pronounce it. Ou. 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 Second option, you pronounce it. Août. 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 Okay? Then, well, it's quite simple normally for English-speaking persons, or then it's quite close to other languages as well. So, septembre, septembre, septembre. Remember this E-M en septembre. Br, br. You don't insist on the final E. Septembre. Septembre, then same thing here, don't insist on the final E. Octobre, octobre, octobre. Novembre, novembre, novembre. Okay, E-M en novembre, novembre. And the last one, décembre, décembre, décembre. Same thing, E-M en décembre. Okay, so let's repeat them. Juillet. Remember this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Juillet. Ou. First option. Août. Second option. Septembre. Octobre. Novembre. Décembre. Okay. The little gift. L'hiver. L'hiver, and it means winter. So I've been putting this M here just to tell you that it's masculine. L'hiver, le printemps, spring, l'été, l'été, summer. So I forgot to put it, but here I should put M because it's masculine. L'été. L'automne, l'automne, and same thing here, it should be M, automne, masculine, l'automne. Okay, so let's repeat it. L'hiver, le printemps, l'été, l'automne. And then, the last thing for this lesson, if you want to introduce the dates, okay, so if you want to tell what day it is, today, so aujourd'hui means today. Aujourd'hui, today. Nous sommes, so we use the verb to be, okay? We are, nous sommes le 8 juin 2012. Okay, so forget for the 2012, don't be afraid. We'll see that a bit later for the numbers, okay? Aujourd'hui, today, nous sommes, we are. Le, you put the article, definite article, okay? And then you put the date here, okay? You start with the number, the month, and then the year, okay? Or then, second option, aujourd'hui, so it doesn't change, it's here, today. C'est, it is, this is, and then you put the date, le 8 juin 2012, okay?